I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1230, setting an address that opens in the back. You probably guess what I mean by that. Recently, I went to my doctor for my annual exam. They make you take off your clothes and put on a flimsy dress with only a tie around your neck that holds the back together. To say you feel a bit vulnerable is an understatement. But sometimes, powerful conversations can happen when you're setting an address that opens in the back. As you know, T2G is about love. The two greatest commandments are to love God and love others, and that's not just in convenient places, it's in every place. I have, or I should say I had, an excellent primary care physician. He's smart, loving, caring, and competent. I've never felt rushed by him. He genuinely cares about me and my life and my health. But this was the last visit, because the clinic where he worked was closing, and he was moving from primary care to urgent care. So I knew that this was my last time with this doc. We talked about the move, and he gave some suggestions for my next primary care physician. We talked about my recent trip to Israel, and I told him about baptizing in the Jordan River and the Christian psychotherapist on the trip. We laughed together when I told him that I figured I could use some psychotherapy. Then I asked him if he was a person of faith. He said, "No. Not at this time, but I'm not against faith. I love to go to church. I love the history, the liturgy, the community. It just feels good to be there." He said he didn't really understand atheist doctors that he knew. I told him, "I don't believe science and faith are in competition with each other." And he said that he wholeheartedly agreed. He said he thinks that some are atheists because they've seen the abuses of religion. And he was quick to say not just the Christian religion, but, for example, they've seen boys beaten by strict Muslim dads and so on. Now, I happen to know from the website that this doctor volunteers a lot of his time in charity work. So I asked him why. Why do you do it? I said, "I believe that God loves us and loves me and loves the world. And he sent Jesus to show his love for us so that we could be in a forever relationship with him. And so I want to do good to others because I believe God has done good to me and he wants me to continue doing his work." But I said, "You don't claim to be a person of faith, so I'm really curious. Why do you do the good things that you do?" He sat back in the chair and put his pen to his lips and said, "That's a very good question." When he left the room after the exam, I thanked him for his excellent care of my health over the years, and I wished him all the best. And he reached out and gave me a spontaneous bear hug. Of course, when I drove home, I thought of all the things I wished I'd said to him, but now I leave him in God's hands. And I ask you to pray for him, that a seed was planted and that God will grow in him a life of faith, not just a life of good deeds. Here's the great question today. When was the last time you had a deeply meaningful conversation during an unlikely situation? Let's pray this prayer from thegloriestable.com. God of serendipity and grace, open our eyes to the miracles all around us. Gently remind us to put down our phones and lift our gaze to notice the work you're doing in the world. You speak to us in a million different ways, if only we would listen. Help us to hear you whispering to us in unexpected ways throughout our day, encouraging and reminding us of your presence. And help us to be that voice of encouragement to others who we encounter on our journey. Thank you for loving us and being with us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1231. In the meantime, after our hug, I sat waiting in the room alone. The person was coming to draw my blood. So the knock on the door came, but it wasn't the blood person. It was the doctor again, and he had a young girl about 16 years old with him. He said, "Tim, I want to introduce you to my daughter." He said, "This is Pastor Tim, and he's baptized in the Jordan River." I was honored that he would want to bring his daughter in to meet me. We chatted for a minute or two, and they left, and I told her how much I loved her dad. You know, friends, you never know what meaningful conversations you can have while setting an address that opens in the back. Be looking for your moment today.